The difference between Shira and Zimra is Shira refers to praising Hashem with the words, as we find by Az Yashir and the Shira of Chana, Shiras Chana and Shiras Devarah. Zimra means expressing praise of Hashem through song and music, just as the Levium did in the Beis HaMikdash. It's known that the Vilna Gaon said that there are great secrets of the Torah hidden only in the art of music. Now, saying Hallel, which doesn't specify details of any particular miracle, just as an expression of overall praise, Haidu Hashem Ki Tayv, also fits into the category of Zimra, which means song. So why would that be? So first we have to understand, how is music a form of praising Hashem? Music and song are utilized when words aren't sufficient to convey the emotion. When a person becomes so passionate about the praise he's trying to express, when their emotions overtake them and they can't put it into words, they break out into song. In Tehillim, we find that these two terms are used together, Shira and Zimra. But sometimes Shira comes first, like Shir Mizmar Livnei Kairach, Shir, then Mizmar. And sometimes Zimra comes first, like Mizmar Shir, Liyam HaShavas, Mizmar, and then Shir. The reason is because sometimes a person starts off with Shira, and the more they get inspired with the words that they are saying, the more passionate they become. And the more they focus and get engrossed, they lose the ability to express it with words and begin to sing. This is Shir Mizmar. Other times, something amazing happens to a person, and in the moment, they are so overcome that all they can do is sing in joy and praise. And then, after a few minutes, they calm down, and they can start to put their emotions into words. This is Mizmor Shir. These two forms of praise, with words and without words, are reflected in Tefillah to Hashem as well. Sha'ava and Tze'aka, with Sha'ava meaning calling out to Hashem through words, and Tze'aka meaning calling out to Hashem without words, simply screaming, pure emotion, beseeching Hashem to answer us. Now, we know that in Torah Shebiksav, which is written, there are three components. There is the actual letter, then the nekudos, which are the equivalent of the vowels, and the ta'amim, which we call the trop or the cantillations, how to sing the letter. The letters are what is clear and openly displayed by the Torah. The nekudos give life to those letters and allow us to form words out of them, and they have meaning. The Taimim, on the other hand, teach us the secrets of the Torah. The word Tam itself has three different meanings, but they all come to the same thing. Tam can mean taste, it can mean explanation, or it can mean a tune. But the point is, it reveals a hidden inner aspect of something. Think of a piece of cake. You see the cake, you now know something about its shape, color, and size. You smell it, you know some more. But when you taste it, the taste reveals what's really hiding in that cake. How much flour, cocoa, sugar, eggs. Likewise, the tamim of the letters are there to reveal to us the hidden inner secrets of the letters and words, their taste and their tune. We see that the trop symbols in the Torah do reveal information about the whole sentence, where to stop, which words go together, and what kind of word it is. That's the nature of a tune. It reveals the inner energy of things, which can't be expressed with words.